Warsaw possession to start the third after we remind you that the We Are Tigers Athletic Auction and Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up less than 3 weeks from now, February 23rd at the Heritage Room in Winona Lake. Tickets, information, and details online about the auctions at warsaw-tigers.com. This season, when Warsaw trailed at halftime, they were 3-3. On neutral courts, they were 1-0. Tiger ball to start the third quarter, coming down to the near end. Looks like the five that started the game for both teams, Zartman, Peterson, Bergen, Bricker, and Winchester for Warsaw. Samia Stout, Jaya Johnson, Danica Barnes, Shania Hughes, and Shania Stout for Elkhart. Bricker back to a pass inside, thrown into traffic, taken away by Danica Barnes. The girl she's throwing the ball to just isn't open, and they're trying to force it in there. On the drive, Jaya Johnson gets the basket and scores. Johnson with seven, and it's 30-27 Elkhart. Bricker pressured at the elbow, back to Winchester. Now back to the right. Bricker up the baseline, all the way out the other side. Bergen to the wing for Zartman, then back to Bergen, out top to Winchester. Jab step, then another. Bounces to Peterson out on the right wing. Peterson one dribble, then back to the block. Winchester under the basket, out the other side. Zartman whips it out top. Peterson wide open for three. Good. Tie game. Her third of the game, her 38th of the season. Warsaw 30, Elkhart 30, our second tie. And the ball is knocked away. Peterson dives for it. It's out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. And Peterson slow to get up. She dove. Hughes was already on the ground, and I think she landed on top of Hughes and maybe got Hughes' knee in her midsection. And we've got an injured Lady Tiger, too. Bergen is injured.
Alexis Neely entered.
Did she get caught up in that wash? It kind of looks like it. Bergen limping to the sidelines. Lenny Krebs asks her if she's okay, and she tells him, I can read her lips, I got rolled up on the side of her leg. Corey Branham's going to come down, and he's going to take a look at Zoe. Warsaw with a chance to regain the lead. A minute 10 into quarter three. Bricker tried to hand off. Peterson got knocked over. Got it back to Bricker out on the right. Jocelyn bounces into Winchester. They double down. Bricker out on the right. Shoots for three. Way short. Rebound grab by Elkhart. Jaya Johnson up the near side of center to the far end. Off a screen at the top. Back to Shania Stout. Back to Simeon in the corner. Down in deep for Hughes. Out top for Jaya Johnson for three, and it's good. Her second three of the game, her 35th of the season. Quickly down court, Zartman spins around, needs help, and threw it away. Threw it across the lane and threw it right to Hughes. Hughes races down the other way, stops beyond the arc, kicks it back to Jaya Johnson. Now Shania Stout for three, no good. Rebound tipped, loose, and a whistle, and I think Johnson's traveled with it. Yes, Jaya Johnson fell down with the ball, out of bounds to Warsaw. Warsaw just making some terrible decisions on passes. And it looks a lot like the first time they played. I mean, they are girls who are obviously not open, and they're trying to force those into situations. Corey Branham now going to go with a walk with Zoe Bergen. They're going to go out here in the hallway, see what they can get figured out. Up the sidelines, Winchester down on the near end. Out top to Peterson, left side to Zartman. Zartman finds a curling Neely in the lane. Off balance shot is good. What a shot by Alexis Neely. The 5'6 freshman shooting over Shania Stout, who's 5 inches taller. Then Warsaw gets caught not looking. And underneath is Barnes all by herself for two. Warsaw gives those 3 points right back. In the corner, Neely out to Winchester. Winchester puts her head down, drives in, got fouled on the way in. Barnes, I think. Could have been Shania Stout, too. It's going to be Barnes, and that'll be her third. Winchester at the line, where she's 2 out of 4 in the game. For the season, 72%. Free throw up, no good. You get into these games, you just want to play the way you've been playing. You want to play this like normal, and Warsaw is not doing that. They're shooting poorly from the field. They're making bad decisions, and they are missing free throws. Second one up. That one's good. Winchester now with six. Three out of six at the free throw line. Warsaw pressing down by two. And traveling in the backcourt as Jordan Johnson was going to throw it off to Jaya Johnson, and then for some reason stopped in mid-stride. And the extra set gives the ball back to Warsaw. Jimmy Arnett bounced the ball to Alexis Neely, who wasn't ready. So they're going to do it again. Bricker pops out in the backcourt. Warsaw down by two. We played 3 minutes of the third quarter. Bricker slowly through the center circle. Dribbles left. Gets around the corner. Puts it up. Locked. And a whistle and a foul call. Oh, and then Samia Stout goes hopping down the court all the way to midcourt. Almost falls down in protest for it. That's her third. Bricker to the free throw line to shoot. Jocelyn, 77% at the free throw line this season. Two out of two in the opener against Concord on Tuesday night. Trying to get her team within one. And the freshman puts the first one up and in. Double figures for Jocelyn. That's six straight and 10 of the last 12 with 10 points or more. One more coming up. Deep knee bend. Shoots it from her shoulder and puts it right through. Bricker with 11 points. Warsaw within draws even 35-35. Jordan Johnson kicks it all the way across. Good catch by Jaya Johnson. Now on the weave. A whistle and a foul called against Warsaw. Let's see who they called for that. Oh, it's going to be on Winchester. That's her third. Tied at 35 here at McEwen Gymnasium. Ava Egloff in Winchester will come take a seat. And again, we have not seen Zoe Bergen reappear. She and the training staff from Warsaw went out in the hallway to try to figure out what's going on with her knee. In the corner, Samia Stout up the baseline, all the way to the basket, forced it up, missed it. Rebound grab by Ava Egloff for the Lady Tigers. Back to Bricker, up ahead, right wing to Neely. Up the baseline she goes, stops, lobs it back out. Bricker thought about the three, drives in the corner. Peterson steps back for three, book it. Abby Peterson with 4 3-pointers. Warsaw back to the lead, 38-35, with 4:18 left to play in the third quarter. Hughes holding right wing against Bricker. Puts it on the floor, under the basket, got in, and missed it. Egloff, another rebound for Warsaw. How'd she miss that? Bricker, up ahead, Zartman, catch and shoot three, way off the mark. Neely comes in and gets the rebound. Neely back up, blocked. Tipped and grabbed by Hughes for Elkhart. Ahead for Samaya Stout. Down the middle of the floor. Runs in on Egloff and scores. She's in double figures with 10. 38-37. Down court, Egloff picks up her dribble. Bounces in the corner. Peterson. And a timeout is called by Lenny Krebs. This will be a 30. We're going to take it. 3:42 left to play in the third. Warsaw 38-37 leaders over Elkhart. And we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. A couple other scores while we have a second. Lakeland Christians into the championship at Southern Wells. They beat the host school 63-33. They get the winner of Northfield and Southwood for what would be the school's first ever sectional championship. Plymouth leads by 10 over Michigan City at Plymouth. Valley's at last check was up 22-2 on Bremen at Bremen. Warsaw with the ball leading 38-37. By the way, Zoe Bergen back on the bench for the Lady Tigers. And down at the end where you usually sit when you're going to go in the game. Zartman out top for Neely. Near side to Bricker. Bricker holding against Jordan Johnson. Spins her down into the lane. Throws it back out to Peterson. Across to Neely. Neely starts in. Back to Bricker. Bricker crosses over but nowhere to go. Out of the right side to Peterson. Peterson finds a cutting Neely and a foul call. Jordan Johnson body checked Neely out of the lane right as the ball got there. With 3:13 left to play here in the third quarter, it's out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. That's three team fouls on Elkhart. Warsaw has only been called for one. Bricker out top, out on the right wing, right near the Warsaw coaching staff. She'll slowly drift toward the center circle. Looking right, throws it right to Zartman, who bobbled it. Down to the near corner, Neely. Neely out top to Bricker. Bricker started in and throws it to Zartman. Zartman hands off to Neely on the weave. Out to Bricker, open for a 20-footer. Bingo. Her fourth three-pointer of the game. She's got 14. Warsaw leads 41-37 with 2:40 to go. Samia Stout stumbles down the lane. A whistle and a foul called on the Lady Tigers. This will not be a shooting foul. It will be out of bounds to the Lions. Peterson with her second foul. Fouls aren't a huge deal right now. Winchester with three. Barnes with three. Samia Stout's got three. But they could become a major issue here soon. Samia to throw it in halfway between the lane and the arc on the left at the far end. Looking. Lobs it out to Hughes. Bricker got a hand on it. Barnes will go back out to get it. One hands it off to Shania Stout. Egoff all the way out there to guard her. Now Samia Stout crosses over against Neely. Down to the baseline, leans into her, forced it up and forced it in. Oh, and then none of the officials saw that. She kind of gave her the strong arm tactic into the corner. Egoff out to Neely. Neely now to the left to Bricker. Bricker back out to the top to Egoff. Egoff dribbles, fakes, needs somebody to help her and finds Neely on the near sideline. Neely out top, bad pass, taken away by Samia Stout. Again, another bad pass, another bad decision. Down the side of the lane, Jordan Johnson, foul called against the Lady Tigers. Elkhart's being rewarded for driving into the paint. And Peterson's got another foul, that is her third. This time, free throws are coming with it. Jordan Johnson shoots two. Now, the good news for Warsaw is Jordan Johnson is only a 48% free throw shooter. The bad news is she made 4 out of 6 against Warsaw last time out. Jordan shoots two. First one in and out. Warsaw 41, Elkhart 39. Winchester and Bergen back in. Zoe back in the game for Warsaw. Zartman and Neely to the bench for the Lady Tigers, but not for long. Johnson shoots again, and she missed them both. And the rebound to Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Jocelyn down to the right corner, backs out to the wing, looks inside, dumps it down into Winchester, and Winchester dribbled it off her own foot and out of bounds. She had Shania Stout on her left hip and dribbled it on her left foot and off the end line out of bounds. Lenny Krebs is asking for a bumping foul. Politicking at that point. Wasn't really a lot of contact. We've seen it called a foul sometimes, but not always. 1:45 left in a very herky-jerky third quarter. Warsaw now to 1-3-1 half-court trap. Jaya Johnson trapped. They lob back door. Barnes across to Shania Stout. Leans in, put it up, missed it. Foul called. And again, that time I had a great look at it, and there's no way Brooke Winchester made any contact. Shania Stout fell over while shooting the ball way before she ever got to where Brooke was. And now Winchester's going to have to come out with four fouls. Zartman at the scorer's table. Shania Stout shoots two. First one's up. First one's no good. They did a good job at the free throw line in the first half, making 7 out of 8. That has tailed off as Winchester comes to the bench. Shania Stout shoots again, shooting for her 8 point to get her team within one. That one's up, and that one's good. She's got 8, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 41-40, Lady Tigers by one. Bergen back out there for Warsaw. Zoe, couple dribbles off to Egoff. Egoff drives in the lane, got all the way in, but missed the layup. And the rebound's grabbed by Shania Stout for Elkhart, and they've got a chance for the lead in the final 90 seconds of quarter three. Samia Stout dribbles right, down to the corner for Barnes. She'll force it up there. Shot an air ball, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bricker, and it remains Elkhart ball with 109 left to play in our third stanza. And everybody for Elkhart piles up in the left corner. They lob it out for Jaya Johnson for a 25-footer, and she made it. Johnson with her third three-pointer. Elkhart back to lead. Bricker got free at the other end. She missed the wide-open layup. Oh, my. Great Offensive execution. Wartsaw missed the shot. Simeon Stout down the lane. Put it up. No good. Rebound back up. Shania Stout. No good. Rebound back out to Jaya Johnson. 43 seconds left. Elkhart with the ball in a two-point lead. Dribbling out to the top. Now she backs away. If you haven't started the heart medicine, feel free. Samia Stout, they leave her alone. She shoots a three, missed everything, but the rebound is grabbed by Hughes. Hughes will lob it all the way out. They get a fifth chance this trip. 22 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The possession here belongs to Elkhart, too. A chance for 2-for-1 here, leading by two. 15 seconds. Off a screen, Samia Stout dribbling off his own player foot. It's going to roll out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. What a break from the Lady Tigers with 9.6 left. Neely in, Egoff out. Bergen is going to throw it in. Bergen to the backcourt on one bounce to Bricker. 9 seconds. 8, 7, 6. Does she know? Dribbling left. 5 seconds. Yes, she does. Drives in, forced it up, blocked, out of bounds with exactly 1 second left to play. 1 second is 1 second. It's a lot of time. Peterson's going to throw it in. Zartman standing down here by herself. Peterson threw it inside, threw it away. Shania Stout steals it and then throws it the length, but it's wide left. Another Warsaw turnover ends the quarter. Elkhart 43, Warsaw 41. We head to the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.